right, Lee, how are you this morning?
I'm fine. How are you?
Well, I'm fine. I want to know how I'm doing.
I think you're doing fine. I was Twittering and tweeting and tweaking and all of that, and everything looks very interesting.
So seriously, what do you think of it? How'd I do yesterday?
Well, I it's funny. Someone had a bit of information about restaurants and said that the reason food takes so long at a certain hour of the day from their favorite restaurant was that they had to clean all the potatoes off the grill from breakfast.
That would be Matt Martinez this morning.
Yeah, and that little fact was sort of like the cupcakes. What I once would have thought of as trivia in the unrelenting streams of information seems to me a concrete, almost sensuous refuge, almost a sensuous fact, almost Chekhovian. I was grateful for that.
What do you have for me on the blog? What do you think about that?
I noticed that there weren't a lot of comments in response.
Yeah, it was pretty quiet yesterday.
Earlier blogs seemed to have very lively comments, but suddenly there was a lull, and I was wondering if people were just kind of exhausted by either the State of the Union or waiting for the taters to be cleared off the grill of their favorite restaurant.
Could be they're bored by me. I don't know.
No, I don't think so. Or maybe they were too busy listening to the show to blog.
You yourself were the subject of one blog post, and somebody made kind of a snarky comment about you. Did you see that?
I've offered a huge target for snark, and they just keep indulging. I don't really pay much attention to it anymore, you know.
And then somebody on the Twitter feed wanted to know if the BPP had noticed the irony in the comment.
I don't think it was ironic. I think it was just sarcastic. That's my bugbear about anonymity. You don't know who it is. Is it some stranger? Is it someone who is involved in this controversy? Is it someone I know? You know, that's one of the weird, unsettling things about anonymity on the web. Democracy is a beautiful thing, but it's also, as we know, a pretext for some very bad things, like invading other countries and so forth. And on the web, the precepts of democracy have often been used as bad pretexts for things. I'm all for free expression, but I don't feel that taunts, invective, even slanderous comments made behind the mask of anonymity can be called anything like expression. I think it's just noise. I mean, look, let's face it, it's more fun to pretend. It's more fun to lash out, especially at abstract figures whose pain you'll never feel.
It is amazing how ugly it can get.
It gets ugly very fast, and I don't know if it gets beautiful very fast. It can get good. It can get interesting. It can get very convenient. But I don't know if it ever gets as beautiful as it gets ugly.
Well, it's a struggle, definitely. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, definitely. I'll be here.
All right. Thanks, Lee. Take care.
You too, Laura.
Bye.
Bye.